I'm Pastor Andy of the Village Church, and today's message is entitled, Looking in All the Wrong Places. Haggai 2:7 says, I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations, and I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. My dear West Virginia Mountaineers did not have a very successful football season. They only won 4 games. One of them was against rival Pitt, so that was some solace, but it went downhill from there. When we have a season like that, we say the natives are restless. The natives, that is, true West Virginians, want to win football games. And when they don't win most of them, they get restless. They don't buy season tickets, they don't watch when they're on TV, and the coach is on the hot seat. So, what is the desire of West Virginians? Well, it's to win football games. But the nations are also restless. They are restless most of the time. Psalm 2 says, Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, Let us burst their bonds apart and cast away their cords from us. What do the nations want? Well, not to win football games, but the desire of nations is many and varied. Some want power, some want prestige, some want prosperity, some want merely to survive. Some want peace, which is the absence of war and conflict in their view. And the nations seem to think God is an obstacle to their desires. The rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, the psalm says. But the irony in all of it is that the only one who can solve the restlessness of the nations, the only one who can ultimately satisfy all human desires, is the very one whom the nations oppose, His anointed. In the end, God will shake the nations. And in the end, the nations will see the truth. They will recognize what they have desired all along is Christ Himself. Ultimately, Jesus Christ is the true desire of all nations. The nations have been looking in all the wrong places to find satisfaction and fulfillment. Satisfaction and fulfillment can only be found in Jesus. The great Advent hymn, O Come, Emmanuel, prays, O come, desire of nations, bind all peoples in one heart and mind. The desire of the church is for Christ to come in His glory in His second advent. Only then will the desire of all nations be fulfilled. Only then will the nations come together in unity, for they will all discover the true desire of nations. Thanks for listening. I'm Pastor Andy.